Pew Research asked this question. And this question was, among U.S. adults who say news organizations do not understand people like them, what percentage, the percentage of who say blank, which is what we'll talk about, is what news organizations misunderstand about them the most is, and it's whites, blacks, and Hispanics. 59% of Americans think the news organizations do not understand people like them. They don't. They hate you. Which is why you need to support the Crusade Channel. I'm just going to tell you the absolute truth. They're going to break down. Oh, it's because. No, it's because they hate you. They've gone to their fancy little colleges. And believe me, I have a master's degree in Homeland Security, so all intellectual honesty on the table. But when they go to their fancy little colleges and they go in their journalism programs, they're indoctrinated that they are better than you. They are the key to a free democracy. They are the gatekeepers. Without them, we would all be, I don't know, running around in loincloths, hunting and gathering, chasing after deer. But because of the news media, we are a civilized people. So I'll get into that in a moment. But we have this prettiest, I think it's pretty astounding. And it's across the board. Yeah, there's different reasons why blacks, Hispanics, and whites think the news media misunderstands them. That's because the media, the legacy media, picks out these traits. And they pick out these traits and they make it the stereotype of that race. Right? They make it the stereotype of that race. And that's what they go with. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Let's talk about our friends at McClure Tables right now. At mccluretables.com. They have in stock, ready to ship tables now. You can also choose to get a custom handcrafted shuffleboard table. Either way, you have free shipping, nationwide delivery and setup. You can choose between the Arts and Crafts series, Traditional series, Vintage series, and more. You got to check all their series out at McClureTables.com, McClureTables.com, or you can give them a call if you'd like at 844-579-2922 and take pride in knowing that all McClure shuffleboard tables are handcrafted in their 18,000 square foot facility located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And all McClure shuffleboard playing surfaces are made with hand selected premium grade cuts of Michigan hard maple. That's McClureTables.com, McClureTables.com. Please do business with those who do business with us. McClure Tables has been a rock solid supporter of the Crusade Channel from day one. McClureTables.com. McClureTables.com. So let's get into it with our significant digit here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. And so the question that Pew Research asked, among U.S. adults who say that news organizations do not understand people like them, which is 59%, the percentage of people who say that this personal trait is what organizations misunderstand about most of them. Remember, as I just said, your journalists who are working at these media organizations are being, you know, dispensed from colleges. And as we all know, I don't know if you saw the video out there where you have the guy in a tutu, bare-chested, yelling at the NYPD about how they're not college-educated, right? The idea that these people running around in fantasy land, because that's what it is. College is a fantasy land. That's exactly what we have to look at it as. It's a socialist utopia, i.e., it's fake. Right? One of my favorite memes back when we used to have college graduations was a stock photo of a couple, you know, it was a white girl, a light skinned black girl, I guess you would say, and a woman that would look Mexican. Of course, because they have to have there's a diversity tree. And the meme would say, congratulations on graduating from the four easiest years of your life. Right? I look back at it. Now, my wife's a different story. My wife has an industrial engineering bachelor's. So she actually did, like, real work. I got a bachelor's in arts in history. So I barely went to college. I barely showed up. But my wife actually did real stuff. I'm assuming journalism is a lot like my history bachelor's, i.e., you show up and you talk about some stuff and you read a book and you do all these other things, blah, blah, blah. And that was, I'm telling you now, that college in the last 10 years is not real. It's becoming more and more of an outlier in society. The people who go to school versus people who don't has never been, at least the cultural gap, we'll say it. I'll use that word even though I don't really believe it. The cultural gap, or people who think they're more cultured by going to school, and the way they would look down and do look down, would be they've never been wider. And so they come out of these fantasy factories where everything is theory. I always tell people, I always used to tell new teachers as well. I'm like, all the theory you were taught was great until your first class, because they don't talk about real life. They talk about theoretical situations. They look at think tank pieces. They read case studies. And then they sit around and they talk about these case studies. And they talk about these. And they talk about that. And everything always works out perfectly. Everything always works out perfectly. We are going to save that stat. By the way, breaking news. I'll talk about it in a moment. The number of firearm background checks for the month of June, folks, your jaw is going to drop. Which makes me super happy. Stay strapped or get clapped, folks. So, journalists come out of their fantasy factories where everything's perfect and everybody says what they need to say. Well, let me ask you, Justin, how long ago did you go to journalism school? 2017. Oh, wow. Thanks, buddy, for shooting my entire theory out of the air, bud. Well, I set myself up for that one, didn't I? Anyway, I'm going to keep going with it, though, because that's what I have. Most are fantasy factories. Because if you look at the way these people report, it's all fantasy. It's all stereotyped. Unless you went to Justin's school. totally shot my entire theory out of the air. Teach me to ask next time. But let's look at Pew Research Center. While most Americans say that news media does not understand them, Black, Hispanic, and white Americans often cite different reasons for why they are misunderstood. 59% of Americans think the news organizations do not understand them, because they don't. Because they just don't. They think they're in a different class than you are. They think they're better than you. They're from Globo Gym, man. We're better than you, and we know it. As they sit in their open office concept, scrolling through Twitter all day, looking for stories, and then using source articles and calling it a day. Let's get back. Now, while No Reason dominates, coming to this article from Jeffrey Gottfried and Michael Barthed at Fact Tank. While No One Reason dominates when looking at all Americans, sizable gap exists between racial and ethnic groups in why they feel misunderstood. Let me throw in something else. The death of local media. As everything has been concentrated at a higher level, i.e. cable, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and the local channels have been bought out by conglomerates and information is fed down to them. They're not really local journalists. It's just, it's pretty much local news is the minor leagues now. You go there, you spend some time, unless you're from the area and that's what you want to do and you want to stay in that town, right? Because there's always one or two people that are in your local news that are from the area and they're married and they want to stay there. Now, unless that's you, you're just popping from Dallas to Phoenix to Seattle to a small town in Iowa, then to Chicago in the hopes that you're going to get into cable news, right? Into the big boys, into the big time. The local news is nothing more than a farm league.